He walked into the Supreme Court building in downtown Manhattan as Robert Allen Zimmerman. When he walked out on this date, August 2nd, 1962, he was Bob Dylan. But it wasn't the first name change or the last. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
Oh, the times they are a-changing.
He was going by the name Bob Dylan when he attended the University of Minnesota in September of 1959. But before that, he used different versions of his own name, including Robert Allen, and the name he'd later adopt, like Dylan, but spelled with two L's and an O. There was also a brief tenure in pop singer Bobby V's band when he used the name Elston Gunn. The most commonly accepted theory is that Dylan came from a tribute to poet Dylan Thomas. Another theory is that he took it from the Marshall Matt Dillon character on TV's Gunsmoke. Appropriately enough, Bob Dylan has never really answered the question. He's given various responses. It was his mother's maiden name, even though it wasn't. A Dylan road in his hometown in Minnesota, a town in Oklahoma, an uncle with the name.
Some people get born, you know, with the wrong names, wrong parents. I mean, that happens. You call yourself what you want to call yourself. This is the land of the free.
Growing up, people always called Dylan either Robert or Bobby. He simply felt that Bob sounded stronger, and there were too many Bobbies in music already, like Bobby Darin and Bobby Rydell. But it wouldn't be the last name change. He played harmonica on a 1964 album by Ramblin' Jack Elliott as the name Tetum Porterhouse. When he was with the Traveling Wilburys, he used the name Lucky Wilbury on the first album and Muddy Wilbury on the follow-up. He's used the name Jack Frost when producing albums. He wrote the screenplay for the 2003 film Masked and Anonymous as Sergei Petrov. But through all of his efforts to confuse us, the name we'll remember was made official on this date when he legally became Bob Dylan on August 2nd, 1962. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.